Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Boom!
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Romo.
With our Dallas quarterback, Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Tony Romo.
Let me tell you, I'm so glad this show was not called K-Cups with Roro, and more on that in a little bit. More on that in a little bit. But really, really some big news that a lot of you listeners already know about, but it's coming. JoJo, I'm here as always with you, my man, intern Josh. How are you feeling?
Oh, I am a sleepy, sleepy boy.
Are you a sleepy boy?
Yes. My eyes feel like they're just bags of salt in my head.
Your eyes look a little different. They are still scorching, baby blues, but there's a depth to them now, and they're in the sun right now. Are they like darker maybe a little bit or something?
They probably have sunk to the back of my skull. That's possible.
Anything beverage related helping you get through all of this?
Ooh, good question. I have been making an extra effort to rehydrate. My wife has had a cold.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, to me, the only way to get through a cold is you got to try to avoid caffeine and dairy.
Oh, interesting.
And you got to just push water.
Really?
Push water, go crazy, and get some sleep. So I've really been, in an effort to doing that, I've been taking an emergency daily.
Yeah.
Got the, what is it? I think it's a superfood kind. It's like acai or something like that.
Okay. It's emergency acai?
Yeah.
It's emergency
All
brand.
Emergencies aside.
You know what I want to... We need to do an emergency episode. I actually just got a variety pack at Costco. It sounds like you've got acai up your sleeves. Let's
do it.
Let's round it out and get a couple more. I fucking love emergency.
I do too.
And but I got this variety pack at Costco because it seemed like a good deal. It was like 17 or 18 bucks for three.
Great.
Usually when I see that stuff on sale, it's like at best it's like $8.99 at Sprouts or something like that.
This was $17.59.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm definitely saving money. I don't know if I'm gonna like all these flavors. One of the flavors that's been dragging its ass a little bit for me is the orange flavor.
Mm. I could see that. I mean,
but maybe I don't. Maybe I need it more concentrated because I like my raspberry with a big helping of water. But
thinned out.
Yeah, maybe I need to do like six OZs to the orange. That might be the flavor.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I can do 10 OZs with the raspberry and be just fine.
Oh, that's interesting. I do it as directed.
It's like 6 ounces, right?
It's 4 to 6. So you could do 4 ounces is nothing. It's like hard to turn your faucet off fast enough.
Sure.
Sure. Only get 4 ounces of water in there.
Sure.
And that is, then it's like an elixir. It's very, it's almost syrupy.
Yeah.
It's like all foam. I think that I used to just drink it very watered down because it just kind of tasted nice. It was just like an added thing to
And
some
I
water.
Figure you're getting everything still. It's not like it's going anywhere.
Right. And then my big move, though, is to always rinse out the glass with water and then chug that. And then maybe do one more to really like hammer home the point of staying hydrated. That's like my morning deal.
That's
which smart. I didn't do today, and maybe that's why I feel extra dried out and weird.
Mm. Well, let's do that on an upcoming episode
soon. Oh, man.
This week, how should we do this episode? We're going to do something a little bit different.
A little different, because we talked about this. There's a few things out there in the world that are singular voices in beverage. They are
unrivaled.
Unrivaled monopolies, even.
Beat to their own drummer.
Oh, yeah. These guys are on the top of their own Mount Rushmore with one face carved into the mountainside.
Or four of the same face.
Yes, exactly. Or possibly even eight particularly vegetable-y faces. Mm. In the case of today's episode, we're calling these what? Profiles in flavor?
Yeah, I love that. Profiles in flavor?
I think so.
Or like apostrophe in, like, and flavor.
Profiles
in flavor.
Profiles
in flavor.
Welcome to Profiles in Flavor. This is Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce. I'm Josh. This is today's episode is about V8.
V8. You've all seen it. I'm guessing 45% of you have had it.
I used to drive a Crown Victoria with a V8 engine.
Mm. Really?
It ran on gasoline. Strictly.
And I wouldn't be caught dead drinking a V8 in it.
That is a fact. That is so true. I have to say, yeah, like right away, this one, this was your idea, and it was a splendid one. I think because I used to really fucking hate vegetable juice, V8, tomato juice, anything like that. I, to this day, I'll tell you what I don't like is like a tomato-based soup. Or not, I like tomato soup. I'm sorry, a vegetable-based soup. I don't really care.
Well, I'm curious. It's been a while since I've had V8. Yeah. And my mind just goes to, like, it goes to two things. It goes to Bloody Mary mix, and it also goes to tomato juice.
Yeah.
And, like, how close is it to those? I don't really know. I'm older now. I'm wiser now. I haven't had one in years.
Yeah.
And I think in my lifetime, maybe I've had two. It's very, very low number.
That's why I've, and we've talked about on the show before how like a tomato juice on an airplane is supposed to be great because the altitude and pressurized cabin and all that stuff fucks with your palate and makes those salty, acidic things more delightful. I tried it once and I spilled the tomato juice immediately in my lap and in like the air vent. Like I tried to go spill it, like clean it up, and it had disappeared. I couldn't find where it went, and I looked, and I think it went into like the air vent. So there's like a Delta flight somewhere
that reeks
of old vegetables. But I think now I love a Bloody Mary.
I love a Bloody Mary
too. I drank two on Sunday.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Where at?
At Village Tavern. They have a $5 Bloody Mary on Sunday. So like till 3 o'clock, like a brunch special.
Where's Village Tavern?
It is in Atwater Village, and they do like Mexican barbecue as their game. So I had a breakfast quesadilla with brisket in it. It was fucking awesome. I had two super spicy Bloody Marys, $5 a piece.
Then did you walk on over to the farmer's market or anything?
Oh, actually, no. See, my wife was at a baby shower with our wee one.
Yeah.
And
so you're flying solo?
Just wasn't. So I was with a couple of guys whose wives were also at the baby shower.
Oh, okay.
And so then we went to Glendale Tap, and I had a crazy beer. Just one.
Okay. What was so crazy about it?
It was a milk stout, and it was made with coffee, and it tasted like coffee. It tasted like a coffee milkshake. In beer form. Not that sweet. That makes it sound too sweet, and it just isn't. It's I logged it on Untappd. I try to use that when I remember it exists, which is the social media application. But it's, I'll Naughty Sauce by Noble Aleworks.
Naughty Sauce.
Naughty Sauce.
Kind of a, I don't think they nailed the name for it, for what it is.
Yeah,
it's a little confusing to me.
I think so, too. It does have caffeine.
Really?
Yeah, and it only is 5.4% ABV, so it's not like super boozy, which is always my fear with those, or anything that's kind of in that stout vein can be too intense. But this was totally drinkable, very pleasurable, and I was also very happy because I only had Carol's leftover half a cup of coffee before I left the house, and that was it.
Excellent.
Who knew I had such a beverage update?
Yeah, that was glorious.
But I feel like I veered way far away from V8.
No, well, should we just get into...
How do you feel about Bloody Marys these days?
I fucking love them. Ordering them probably more than I should.
That's true. Oh, yeah. We made some on Easter.
Made a doozy of one on Easter.
Oh, boy. That was some good stuff. That was a good...
You put... I think you were like, four parts vodka, one part Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah, it was. It was the Dad's on Vacation
and
special.
You like Tito's vodka is your favorite in Bloody Marys, right?
Yeah. I love Tito's vodka. Tito's vodka. Good God.
Me too. Okay.
It's a good vodka flavor.
Well, should we get into our news story or save that for after? Let's get into V8.
Let's get excited to V8.
So this is Profiles in Flavor.
V8 juice. Brought to you by, it turns out, the Campbell's Soup Corporation.
That seems very appropriate. I wonder if that was from day one or if that was an acquisition later.
That's a good question. They seem to know their lane, and I'm pretty sure it was always a Campbell's Soup product. It is and has always been a owned by Campbell's Soup since 1933.
Which fantastic.
Here's what I don't know. Do you think they started as, was it like vegetable soup runoff, or was somebody like, you know, you can just drink this stuff cold. It's no big deal. Or like they tried to sell borscht and they were like, why are we selling this in a can for people to then put in the fridge when they can just chug it?
Yeah, you're making a good point. Whoever had the idea of how to save millions of dollars and create VA got a huge promotion. Because not only it was popular, I think its popular has definitely waned, but I feel like in the 80s, you couldn't turn on the TV without seeing a V8 commercial.
You should have had a V8. You'll still even see that from time to time. Maybe that's even...
Yeah.
It's crazy. Do you remember the giant cans? Like it's like a 64-ounce can?
Yeah, I don't think it was a 64-ounce can. Oh, do you mean those cans that like other things came into? Like Fruit Punch came in?
Yeah,
and
a Juicy Juice in the same size can.
Oh, are those no more? I guess they are no more.
I couldn't find them.
They're kind of dumb because, you pop them open and then they're just open.
Which is very bold on the part of the Campbell's Soup Company to be like, you're probably going to, if you're drinking one of these, you're probably drinking 32 ounces of this stuff.
No, but I don't think that's how they were rolling. I think it was like you would put it back in your fridge.
It was. That's certainly what it was in my household.
Yeah.
My parents would get one of those and pop the top and then just put it right back in, which just seems like a recipe for disaster.
No, because you use the opener, so there were just two holes that you would pop in the top of them. One for air and one for it to come out. That's how we did in our house.
Yes.
We didn't use a can opener to take the whole lid off.
I know. You're not just then a jagged ridge all around there that someone's sipping out of, but is just the two pops on either end. Now, first of all, they still sell like the refrigerator magnet version of that can opener.
That's
the can, like a bottle opener on one side and the can opener little pointy shape on the other.
Yeah, yeah.
What use is left?
I guess for some soupy products that come into a smaller can.
Mm,
probably.
Perhaps a broth. Perhaps an evaporated milk.
Perhaps you just want to fucking slam a Budweiser and you need an extra hole in it.
Oh!
I don't know.
Yeah, how come that's... All right, we're shotgunning beers on an episode of this show.
No, okay. I can't do it.
Oh, it sucks. It hurts.
I literally, my body won't do it. I'll just Ralph.
You're going to have to prove that.
I can't do beer bongs.
In a parking lot of a Ralph's.
All right, let's get into some V8.
Do you know what the 8 vegetables in V8 are?
Of course. I'll rattle them off to you once you have the can in your hand.
Okay.
Because you'll need to... Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Celery. Tomatoes. Carrots. Zucchini. Cucumber. Beets. Radishes.
Keep going.
Onion.
Nailed it. It's beets, celery, carrots, lettuce, parsley, watercress, spinach, and tomato.
Great.
Tomato, which is 89% of the mixture.
And so you did get a sidecar of tomato juice so we could like kind of compare a little bit, right?
I did.
And you know think that's smart.
And you know what I was expecting?
Oh, I love these little V8. I'm hoping I like this because wouldn't this be I feel like, look at this. Will you get a picture? Here, let's get a picture of this.
You should do it from your end.
If this was my beverage profile every day, like you came in, like, oh, you're coming to work with
Skinny Cans Rosin.
Yeah, like you're going to the studio and I just had like a fridge in here that's just stocked with Perrier with lime and V8 just skinny cans.
You would, I'll tell you what you'd have.
Respect, maybe?
So much room in the fridge. And yeah, you'd have some respect from some people, certain circles.
Do you want a V8? No, thanks. Perrier with lime? No, it'd be better. Do you want a Perrier with lime? Nah, I'm good. How about a V8? No. Do you shake?
I think I always I shake every beverage. Even sometimes, you got to be careful with like a kombucha.
Yeah, you don't
explode in your hands.
I don't think you need to shake this one, by the way.
It's gluten-free.
Do you think this is good for you at all, or do you think it's like...
I think it's chock full of sodium, and that is true. 450 milligrams.
450?
Which is 19% of your daily value. And
in
guys,
this little can?
In this one little can, in a 5.5 fluid ounce can. It's got 5 grams of sugar, which is not so bad. A gram of protein. Only 30 cals. And then you got vitamins galore. 80% vitamin C, 25% of vitamin A. Shake well before opening.
Where do you see that?
Right above the nutrition facts.
I feel like... Oh, yeah.
It's
this
made of,
can't be good for you.
I like.
Or is it good for you? I mean, isn't... I feel like 450...
Here's what I like.
Sodium is insane.
It also says 100% vegetable juice. And then goes on to say, contains less than 2% of salt, vitamin C, natural flavoring, and citric acid. So why not say 98% vegetable juice?
I don't know, Josh. It smells like vegetable soup. It doesn't smell like... I don't know why. Do you associate this with tomato juice in Bloody Mary mix, or is that just me?
I always thought V8 was tomato juice and tomato juice was V8. It took a while for me as a child to understand that the V8 meant vegetables ate.
Like, yeah, it doesn't smell like tomato juice, does it?
Not particularly. It smells salty.
How many teaspoons of just table salt is 450 milligrams?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'll look that up while we're tasting.
I kind of want to smell the tomato before I drink the V8. Is that weird?
I don't find it strange.
Just curious.
Yeah, that's good. We should open both these bad boys.
Oh.
They
smell kind of similar, actually.
You also note who made the tomato soup. By the way, the only two choices for either of these items at my local grocer's. It's made by Campbell's.
Oh, that surprises me. I would think there'd be other people in the tomato juice game.
And I'm sure there
are. There's Mott's, for sure.
Right. They're out there. It's just as strange that right there, that's all there was. Okay.
There's something else happening in the V8. For sure. There's more. It's almost like the celery I'm getting.
It is. And the tomato juice smells sweeter and doesn't it not smell thicker? Like I'm fully expecting to take a swig of tomato soup.
Yeah, maybe. All right, let's try this V8.
Okay.
Me likey.
It's really not bad. This is what happens when you become an adult, right? This is like you're fine. You're
I can see why there's that like eccentric businessman that's like, give me two Tito's and a couple V8s. You know what I mean? Like that, he likes to make a Bloody Mary with V8 instead of
right,
and it's like in his mind, it's his way. Like he's saying a little healthier too. He's sure, like powering up for his meeting.
Yes, he's getting that full serving of vegetables, so he has the extra brain advantage over his competitors.
I really don't mind this, and I like the can size, too.
Love the
can
size.
What does this do for you? Where would we be? I almost want to do an experiment where you and me drink one of these a day for 2 weeks in the morning, just to see how we feel.
And I will tell you another secret about my day. I am breakfastless right now. I had
a glass
of water this morning.
Oh, in general or just today?
Today.
Okay.
And I was so glad to be enjoying this on a day when I had not eaten breakfast because it is satisfying, and I cannot imagine another circumstance where
this would be as satisfying.
No. And you know what else? Last night I dreamt that I accidentally got an 8.5 hour cross country plane flight and I didn't have any food, and it was a Southwest flight, which meant there would only be small snacks.
But there would also be canned water.
There would have been canned water.
So you'd be able to scratch that itch.
Yeah, that would have been nice, but I would have been starving.
That seems like your semi-flow. You're semi in the flow.
Yeah, we hadn't even talked about this at that
point. So as far as, okay, let's just see. I'm closing my eyes. Can I locate the vegetables in here? Clearly we can locate the tomato and the celery.
Yes, that celery salt is right there. Essential.
Nothing else is jumping out at me, though.
No. I mean, maybe
it's delicious. This is fantastic.
It really is. You know what else I'm so glad I can't taste in there? The beets.
You don't like the beets?
My least favorite food on planet Earth.
You can't. I don't even know what a beet really tastes like.
It tastes like a basement floor.
I'm not getting any basement floor off this at all.
No.
I'm a little. I'm still weirded out by the sodium. Can you look that up?
Yes. Oh, and what do you think? And let's see, the tomato juice, on the other hand, has more, 470 milligrams. Maybe that's to make it palatable. It's interesting, the other vegetables in the V8, the other seven,
yeah,
aren't really doing a lot to the vitamin content, though I guess it is predominantly, as they mentioned, a tomato base, 89%.
Oh, it is 89%?
Yes.
So, I mean, compared to other beverages, here's my thought about this. This is a Campbell's product. It's V8. It's been around for a long time. It's very processed. I really want to know if there's any doctors out there or listeners out there. Like, is this healthy at all? Am I better off drinking? Like, where does this compare to having a soda in my life?
Yeah.
Is this infinitely better than having a soda of the same size? Or is this like, no, this is like, yeah, it's another processed beverage. But is it? I mean, it is 100% vegetable juice. Or as you're saying, 98%.
No, I mean, I think it's pretty good. It does just say water and concentrated juices of tomatoes, carrots, celery, beets, parsley, lettuce, watercress, spinach. Now, the answer to your sodium question, 1,500 milligrams of sodium is about 3/4 of a teaspoon of table salt. So
okay, so it isn't that much. So them saying less than 2% of salt, it's almost imagining that much salt at the bottom of the can. Does that make sense? Like,
right, less than 2%. Right. There's just
I get a visual on that in the can.
Right. There's one little line, and in there is some vitamin C, whatever that.
How
means.
Much was 1,500 again?
1,500 3/4. So this is about 1/4 of a teaspoon, though, which in terms of cooking is a ton. Like if you were going to roast vegetables,
okay,
a quarter right, of a you'd teaspoon. Probably use what, 1/4 of a teaspoon? You'd probably do somewhere in that neighborhood to roast like a head of broccoli or something.
And aren't these vegetables probably like, this is probably the worst of the worst at the Campbell's food soup factory.
Is it, or is it premium?
I don't know. Why do I have such mixed... I think I have such mixed feelings about this because I like it and I want to introduce it into my diet, but I'm like, no. This could be like, this is why you got this horrible disease. It's because you started drinking a V8. But then I'm seeing a pretty big settlement out of that, if I could prove it.
That's a good point.
It's not all about money either.
It's not... Nothing's all about money. If you're a soup magnate, you know happiness is somewhere on that scale. Did you try the tomato soup yet?
No, I haven't. I'm going to. I'm really enjoying the V8.
Much thicker.
You were definitely right. Oh, no. Nope. This doesn't. Who just drinks this on it, Selen?
This tastes like a tomato, which is fascinating. Like, you can almost taste the green parts, because I bet they just jam that whole bad boy in there.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything for me. And I also want to point out the V8 is much more akin to Bloody Mary mix than just a straight tomato juice. I think.
Better flavor. However, I think tomato juice is thicker, which a Bloody Mary mix is for sure thicker than either of these bad boys. I think that's the problem. If you had this with a Tito's, you would have it would be too thin as a Bloody Mary. That's my guess. We'll throw it in. We're going to do Bloody Mary shootout one of these days.
Mm. Ooh, that is good.
Should we listen to some... voicemails? Is that crazy? Did you just get right into that?
No, yeah, definitely. Well, we have a news item I do want to talk about.
Oh, we got to talk about the
news. Let's talk about that while I queue up the voicemails.
Okay, great.
So a lot of listeners chimed in on this.
They sent it to us. You might have hit us on social media at @TBashPod on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. You might have emailed it to us at totallybeverages@gmail.com.
You sure might have.
You might have left it as a voicemail that we haven't even played yet.
You sure might have. And if you want to leave a voicemail...
There's only really one way to do it.
How do you do that?
You call on your phone, 909-359-BEVS.
Yep.
BEVS.
909-359-BEVS. Keep those voicemails coming. All right, so the news item is this.
Lay it out.
I mean, I saw this coming. I would almost like to like re-listen to the episode where I just
slammed
and basically laid out a river of shit all on top of the Keurig cold machine. Now, I'll admit, this show was almost called K-Cups with Roro, referring to the Keurig K-Cup coffee phenomenon that has happened. And Keurig wanted to get into the soda game, and they made a Keurig cold machine, and they partnered with Coca-Cola. We were a little excited about it because we actually got some insider news, a heads up that it was happening before most people knew about it.
That is true. Early on in the show.
And then how long ago did I try it? It was probably about 20 episodes ago. We should find out. Maybe we'll put that in the show notes if we can find it, what episode we talked about it before. I had the pleasure of trying one on a Target, and it was ridiculous. It was like a $300, maybe $350 item. It was huge.
And bigger than a normal Keurig by far, right?
Oh, definitely. At least like 12, twice the size. It took over a minute to, I'm saying in quotes, brew you a cold Coca-Cola, an 8-ounce Coca-Cola. It might even have been a 6-ounce Coca-Cola. And the price per pod was like $1.50 or something ridiculous.
Definitely. Like way more than you would spend in soda for any other form, with none of the convenience, with no seeming redeem. It wasn't even.
It tasted
like
good though. That was the one I was surprised in the taste compared to, like how I feel like there's a degradation in quality with a K-Cup. Mm-hmm. Like if you have just ground Dunkin' Donuts beans versus a K-Cup Dunkin' Donuts, the ground one's going to be better.
Absolutely.
Like out of a regular coffee machine.
Yes.
There was something about it where I was like, oh, this kind of does taste like a fountain Coke. That was almost exciting, but not exciting at all.
Right. I mean, that's it. It seems like that novelty would wear off immediately, which it did, right? I think you're right that it was a 6-ounce pour, because the original Coke contour bottles, I think, are 8-ounce bottles. And so it seemed like even that was this weird misstep where they could have done some cool thing where, you know, maybe they sold fun kits for kids to bottle their own Coke or something like that.
Sure.
But it was just a miss on every single possible front. There was no, there wasn't even a customization option. You couldn't make your own flavors, which you could do with a SodaStream.
Yeah.
Everything about it just seems like garbage. We put out the call. It even seemed like, I think on Twitter we got into it with them at one point, that there was talk very briefly of us getting access to one. And then that
disappeared.
Vanished.
Well, they might have listened to the episode where we shat all over it.
They might have, but they also probably just, I bet you their promotional budget was slashed. Post-haste.
So, last week, I guess a press release was released, and Keurig, the Green Mountain Coffee Company, has decided to halt production and totally dismantle the Keurig Cold department operation and put it to bed.
And beyond, the craziest thing about it to me is that they're refunding.
Yeah, this is, I mean, historically, I actually really am curious how many companies have done how many companies have done a similar thing. This is a spendy item, so like I have to hand it to them for this, that like, yeah, if anyone bought one of these things, they can get their money back. And I would imagine they don't have to give the machine back, because it's a worthless machine, because they're going to stop making the pods,
right? And who's taking those
in? Unless there's some like cool hack that could be made. Okay, watch this.
We gotta
space
look
for
out
that.
For that on YouTube. Yeah, and especially then it becomes this thing after the fact. It's like getting a Sega Dreamcast or something.
Yeah.
You're just going back down, or some old piece of gear. People are finding a way to hack the Keurig Cold machine and making.
I feel like we should get our hands on one just for that reason.
Yes, absolutely. What kind of weird stuff can we jam in it, and what comes out the other end?
You know, it'd be interesting to look on eBay for the Keurig Cold to see if they've just gone through the roof. If people are trying, everyone's trying to sell them, because they're like, oh, I'm going to get my money back and I can sell it. Like, I might as well try.
Yeah,
then think
down.
Of all the poor bastards that are going to buy one not knowing that it's been discontinued.
Who've missed the BuzzFeed news item about it?
You got to be a real piece of shit to be selling your Keurig Cold on eBay right now.
Oh, yeah. I think those are people that need to be flagged. If anybody out there has a Keurig Cold, we want to know what your experience is. I'm amazed no one's called in yet, like to say that
no one has,
you know, their
it.
Uncle bought one or something.
That's true.
Like, you know, there's always that person in a family who goes out and is just like, oh, the kids will love this, or I'll always love a new piece of weird gear, and they end up with a Keurig Cold. It just is. Everything about that thing was a mistake, besides the fact that it's a double K Keurig Cold, which puts them 1K away from being a KKK. I think you just avoid even 2Ks.
Yeah.
If you're ever any kind of business.
You know what's interesting is there's only three used ones on eBay. I wonder if they just also didn't move any of these.
These are the only three that were sold. They're like, guys, if you could please, to user Cold Soda 189 and, of course, Bubbly Joe and the other guy on there, if you could please just cancel those auctions, we'll refund the money. Just don't sell these. We don't need anybody mad at us because you're trying to move the last three Keurigs for us.
Interestingly enough, it had pretty decent reviews on Amazon.
Hit me with a 5-star review.
Okay. Let's see if it doesn't.
Is there even one?
Oh, wait. Oh, there is one, but and it's someone that's bummed, I think, that it's being discontinued. Okay.
Oh, yes, that's what I want. And then we need a one star.
We have loved this product for the past 6 months, and we're very disappointed to get a notice today that it's being discontinued already. Apparently, this first-generation item didn't fully deliver an expectation. Keep your eyes open for a future product, maybe? Question mark? No. They definitely are shutting this aspect down. There will not be Keurig Cold 2.0.
No, there will never. I don't think there will ever be anything remotely close to it. And I don't think it's like the technology wasn't there, because I don't think SodaStream is in business because they're moving the soda flavors.
Right.
It's for the ability to make carbonated water at home with ease.
All right, here's one 5-star. I love it. I don't understand the sour grapes from some of the other users.
The flavor.
The only downside is that it takes the machine quite some time to ready itself for the first time usage. But after that, perfect soda every time. Cold, crisp, and very refreshing. I use Poland Springs water with my Keurig Cold, and the flavor of Diet Coke has never tasted so good. No more odd-tasting soda from supermarket shelves. What odd tasting soda from supermarket shelves are you getting that could be months old from storage? No more having to pay deposits for cans or bottles. Wow, they're really seeing the I don't know.
It feels like this is by known
Amol,
noted deceased billionaire and germophobic recluse Howard Hughes yeah. wrote this. He was combining spring water with in their Keurig Cold machine, and who is afraid of supermarket soda shelf soda.
No more having to lug all those heavy cases of cans and bottles for me. I feel like this is, well, it's bullshit. Anyways, RIP Keurig Cold. You will be lost but not forgotten.
Yeah, and thanks Keurig Karen for that review. That was excellent.
Let's do a couple voicemails.
Okay.
Let's see here.
This V8 is really good.
This V8 is great.
Hi, Robo and JoJo. My name's Cora. I'm calling from Canada, Toronto, Ontario. I was just listening to the podcast, and you mentioned grenadine, and you said we have to feature this on our show. I just had a suggestion. Maybe you could feature it alongside, like, a lime cordial or some other simple syrup. Maybe you could do a shootout, something like that. Just a suggestion. Go fuck yourself. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Go fuck yourself. There is nothing simple about grenadine.
It deserves its own episode.
It does. Yeah, because we're going to... I love the idea of doing some other simple syrups, and that does sound very fun.
Like Rosie's or whatever the main brand is. You get that lime one. It's very dark.
I want to make like a few grenadine cocktails. I want to make the Shirley Temple. I want to make the Roy Rogers.
Yes.
I want to see what else we can do with grenadine.
I want to see how far I can take it. I want to see...
Grenadine to the max.
Just how far does this road go?
You tell me.
And what's at the end?
Let's do another voicemail here.
Hi, it's Masha, also known as the Genetics Gal of Quirks Who Care. So I'm calling about the cookie butter extravaganza that I threw this past weekend for the students, the biology students that I'm TAing for, like I called in about. So I ended up having displays at the beverage station that had the T-Dash logo on it that explained the beverage situation and also encouraged my students to call you guys. But none of them took me up on it. But they did totally hear a spiel about how awesome T-Dash is. And I told them that I called in sometimes and stuff. So I might have earned you guys some fans. And so the beverages that I ended up getting for them are ones that they requested. So cold brew coffee, two kinds of ginger beer, because ginger beer was very popular on the request form that I passed around, flavored sparkling apple juice. And the ginger beer was definitely the most popular. Not only was it the best drink beverage at the cookie butter extravaganza, but they had brought the leftovers to their final, and the ginger beer was, like, all drank up, and I got multiple comments about it. In fact, one person, like, specifically said, thank you so much for the ginger beer. This, like, made my day. So they had a very beverageful final, and I actually sent one of my students home with like a whole thing of Trader Joe's cold brew coffee, and hopefully it's good because you guys have been razzing on Trader Joe's, so maybe these beverages aren't that good, but I'm sure they still enjoyed them. All right, well, that is the update on the T-Dash aspects of the cookie butter extravaganza. All right, have an awesome day.
Wow, well, thanks for the message.
Thank you, Masha. I'm kind of like...
blown away that these college kids are jonesing for the ginger beer. I didn't know it was so popular with the kids these days.
I'm amazed. Yeah, it's a non-caffeinated, non-alcoholic beverage. I'm surprised the college kids went for it, but I appreciate it because it is my favorite carbonated soft drink.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm amazed that we made it into academia.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
I hope one of her students calls.
Even just one. That's all it takes.
It only takes one.
It only takes one to spark a fire that will ignite a generation.
Do you think she upped our street cred with them or downed our street cred?
Oh, because they're like, teachers, listen to this. Man, that's bogus. Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's possible.
It's tough to say.
It really is. We'll have to wait for the calls to roll in.
Time will tell.
Time shall tell.
Let's do another one.
As for the cold brew coffee.
Oh, classic.
You can't go wrong. It's different than other cold brew coffee. It's almost savory.
We don't know much about, there must be another message about the cookie butter extravaganza. I don't know if I'm going to listen to that because I don't know if cookie butter has anything to do with beverages.
No,
this sounded like the perfect beverage update.
Agreed. Maybe it was on another Totally podcast or something.
But cookie butter with cold brew coffee does sound delicious.
Ooh, daddy-like.
Daddy-daddy-like.
Hey, Roro and JoJo. This is Andrew calling about your flavored water question. This week, I discovered Karma flavored water. It was either from CVS or Walgreens, and it blows my mind. It's so good. It's really cool too. The child inside of me really loves it. So what it is, it's just a little cap on top. So you twist off the cap, and then the pouch of the flavored whatever, pineapple, coconut powder is sitting there on top, and you press your thumb in and it enters, it just shoots into the water bottle and you shake it up and then you drink and it's great. Go fuck yourself.
All right. We will try this. I don't see the point for it at all. Why not just have a pre-made water thing, but this does sound kind of fun, and your enthusiasm, your excitement got me pumped.
Agreed times a thousand. I'm just glad a major corporation is flavoring things with Karma, and I look forward to tasting what CVS Karma tastes like.
Intern Josh, add it to the beverage list.
Check.
Let's do one more here. Oh, listeners, keep those voicemails coming.
This is great.
Please, please keep them coming. We need some more. You know what? Let's save this one for next week.
Okay.
Let's save this one for next week. Okay. All right, gang. Thanks for joining us on this week's episode. This was real fun. I hope we inspired a few of you to go get some V8. Treat yourself.
Yeah, I got to say, this is one time in a long time, first time in a long time, that having a six-pack of something might actually make it through that six-pack.
There you go.
Rather than just giving it away.
There you go. All right, listeners, till next time.
Go fuck yourself. Ooh, Brian's question.
Oh. But first, let's do a Brian's question real quick here.
What's that?
Well, when we started this podcast, my brother-in-law, Brian, sent us 100 beverage-related questions and a few hot sauce questions. And every week, we have been chipping away at that list. Let's see what this week's question is.
I hope it's something else.
Okay, here we go.
Random and specific about Arizona brand beverages.
If Gatorade, fruit punch, orange, and lemon lime suddenly disappeared, what would the best option in thirst quenching be? Is it better up to go alternative flavor or jump to Powerade? Oh, yeah, I would go to an alternative Gatorade flavor. Indeed. I don't fuck with Powerade.
No, Powerade. The only one I can ever picture is the blue one.
Yeah, the blue one's all right.
But that's, who gives a shit about Powerade? I'd go Gatorade, I'd go Frost, I think it is, the purple glacial rain or whatever. It's like purple.
Yeah.
That's the shit.
Yep. All right. Till next time. Go fuck yourself.